Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
8:32 in the a.m. It's the Big Bad Morning Show right here on The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for Rob and Jeremy today, here with Ed Norris, Joe LaCroix. He's behind the glass. Joining us now via the Window Nation fan guest hotline, it's Mike Preston. He covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. What's going on, Mike?
Man, and you know, I do have a cousin named Billy Preston.
How ironic.
I really do. Yeah, and I heard that song, and I'm, oh, this is great walk-up music here.
Right.
Got my man on, my cousin singing this morning. What's going on, fellas?
I'll tell you what's going on, Mr. Preston. I just got something I think you're going to be envious of. A listener sent me a gift today. I get a box delivered to the office. No idea what it is. I open it up. It's a Houston Oilers starter jacket from like this, like a retro.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, so Ed, I was just talking about that because when Dennis Green became the head coach of, of Minnesota, I bought, I told my daughter because she loved him. And I said, if you kick a corner kick from the side and it goes in, I'll buy you a starter jacket. And she did.
Did you really?
And the wind was blowing, and it curled it right in. And she wore that thing for like 15 years until my wife said, no more.
Yeah.
Take it off. You can't wear it anymore. But those starter jackets are coming back, man. Mm-hmm. They're in style. I love those things.
Oh, you got to see this thing. I was going to send you a picture. I'll take a picture. I'll send it to you right now.
Ah, it's clean.
Well, I'll be in Monday.
Oh, all right.
So, all right, man. Bring that out. Don't leave it in that locker though, Ed. It'll disappear because I might even come in there and take it out there myself.
That's why I told you over the phone.
I hear you,
Mike. Tomorrow we got a game. The entire AFC North playing tomorrow afternoon and evening. Ravens, the first game of the day, hosting the Cleveland Browns. Of course, this game is for the division, and we've been trying to dress this game up, but Cleveland, they're not doing a good job of helping us out. I mean, they're just throwing out whoever they've got, whoever's willing to suit up at this point. But what are you looking forward to seeing tomorrow, and what will the Ravens winning the division mean for you?
Nothing. It's all about getting to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this season is about, and it's been like that since day one. As a matter of fact, it's been like that ever since they lost to Kansas City in the AFC Championship game last year, 17-10. That's all people talked about. The expectations are high, and you want those expectations. But, guys, when I first started covering the Ravens, and that's been since they got here, I used to hang around guys like Wally Williams and Orlando Brown and Tony Siragusa. And when it got to the end of the season, remember the first 2 years, the Ravens were 4-12. And those guys used to say, when you got to the last game, this is the U-Haul game. I'm like, U-Haul game? What is U-Haul game? And because the U-Haul trucks are waiting for us. As soon as this is over, we're done because we shut it down. The Browns have shut it down. I mean, it's over. They're done. I mean, no Denzel Ward. And if they don't have that dude, Davlin Thomason, their nose guard, kind of, because he gives Lindenbaum fits. They can't stop the run. I mean, they got Myles Garrett, but, I mean, he's just one guy on the outside, but this is the guy in the middle. They can't stop the run, and they're done. They're done. This is just prolonging the misery. And guys, remember this. The only people who play hard in this game are rookies and the guys who are trying to get a new contract for next year. Other than that, everybody wants to go home.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, including me.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think of the fact that they're starting Bailey Zappe as their quarterback?
Hey, Ed, I'm just glad you know how to say his last name because I was looking at it and I was like, who the heck is this guy? You see, John Harbaugh's talking about him during the course of the week and goes, I don't know, we have to go back and get some film on him. Like, where's he from? Western Kentucky or something?
Yeah.
And I'm like, he doesn't even know who this guy is. I don't. They, as far as I'm concerned about the Browns, if they could fire the owner, they should, because between them and the Jets, they are the worst two franchises in the National Football League. And the Browns just keep spinning wheels and wheels and wheels. And like I say, all they want about Art Modell, he wasn't this bad. He was not as bad as they are. And I don't know who their quarterback is. I don't know any of these guys. So it just goes on and on and on and on. And I don't know. We'll see. I'm pretty sure the Ravens, this is a good day to get the stats up for tomorrow.
Definitely
that day. Yeah.
We're talking to Mike Preston, who joins us via the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. It's the Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. And Mike, we had had a conversation here recently on the show about John and his contract ends at the end of next season. And we put out the question to the callers, you know, did they feel like John had earned an extension this offseason? Where are you on that?
I don't want to get into that because I really can't answer until the season's over, because I want to see where they're finished. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. If he goes out and he's had a great season so far. I don't care what anybody says. When you're dealing with the death of your offensive line coach, or you bring in a new guy, you retool your offense. And remember, he had that meeting with Monken at the end of the season to kind of get this thing situated. And you can see the success they've had, you know, as far as Lamar Jackson and throwing the ball and being more accurate. He went out and hired Zach Orr. He got criticized for that. And I was one of the ones who criticized him. And then they're starting to turn it around. And I'm not sure they're there yet, but at least they've gotten better overall. And you had those two stretches where they had those three games in like 15 days and the three games 11 days. And you come out and finish the way they did. That's pretty impressive. But it will come down to what he does in the postseason.
Yep.
If they come out and they stick it up, or they get blown out, or they don't get as far as the owner wants them to go, I don't think they will extend this contract. But if they do well, they get to the Super Bowl, then I think they will, if he wants it that way. Sometimes I wonder if John is just to the point where he goes, I had enough. Because you watch some of these guys on TV now, and they make the kind of money they do, like Rex Ryan. And I've talked to Rex off the record a couple of times, and he's like, man, if I knew it was this easy, I don't know if I would have ever gotten a coaching. Well, John Harbaugh's going to make some money when he's done. Okay.
Oh, for sure.
He's going to be on TV. Yeah, he's going to make some money. He's a good looking guy, still kind of young. He's going to make some money. So we'll see. But I can't answer that because it all comes down to what they do in the postseason.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What do you think about the later game? What do you think about Cincinnati and Pittsburgh?
I think by that time the Ravens will have won the AFC North. Pittsburgh, to me, they're done. They're done. Cincinnati, I mean, they have that hope. And if I were the Ravens, I don't know if I would want to play Cincinnati. And I don't buy into that. Everybody should be afraid of the Bengals, because you're afraid of the Bengals because they score a lot of points. That's it. They don't play any defense. They're like Buffalo, but they have receivers.
And
they can score a lot of points. They're hot. You got to watch that team. And I just watch it because they played the Ravens close two games. And that's interesting. But am I fearful of the Ravens? Should the Ravens be fearful of? No. I don't think the Ravens are fearful of any team. I think they could be intimidated by Kansas City going into Kansas City, but fearful, that's not the right word. These guys are competitive. It's the NFL. They love playing against each other. They like challenges like that. I like to see games like that, because some of the games we've been watching, they're not very good. They're not very competitive. And those college football games we've been watching haven't been very competitive either. So I kind of want the Ravens to play Kansas City, and I've been on that bandwagon all year, and I'm still going to stay on it, because I don't see any teams in the AFC beating either one of those teams before they get to the AFC Championship game.
Mike, great stuff, man. Really appreciate your time this morning. I'm sure I'll see you out at the game tomorrow, but have a great rest of your day.
Hey, Ed, man, yeah. Don't leave that starter jacket in that locker, man, because I know where your locker is. That boy is cool, man. They are so tight. I'm glad they brought him back. I love
that. I got the stamp of approval. A young guy actually liked him. Cordell thinks
yeah.
it's
no, I would definitely wear that for sure. For sure.
Boys are tight, man. They look good. All right, fellas. Have a good day.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it, man.